Logging machinery, thrashing out a track to the site of each year's cutting, would beat down the woven, profligate growth. But not this year. No easy footing on the trail to the woods. Grass, goldenrod chest high, and in the tangles I trip, right myself, you and the old dog, my company, on this stumble up the slope. A bend left into the angled trail that will intersect the cleared road, our path through the acres of standing trees. And the thought comes to us both, now, how suddenly it's different here, growth, regeneration, flourishing young saplings, tall trunks thickened, leaves close off the view, how things don't stay as they are, all now changed, poplars thick as my arm, black spruce seating itself between the wheel tracks, and grown warm and sweaty from breaking our way uphill, we stand to breathe, unsettled by the forbiddingly dense fabric of birch, poplar, spruce, rowan with its brilliant cluster of berries, and we wonder where we were all the days while this occurred, this lengthening, thickening, sweet sap flowing as the cells divide and divide, as if we were out of touch with some quickening of time, drifting, dreamy, immersed in the obvious, lunch, sitting behind the wheel, watching the movie of the world. But there's no trick to it except the trick itself, that we see one thing at the expense of another. A new aesthetic's going to happen whether or not you need it. Everything stretches out to what's beyond our intention, habits. And although we've said it, we can't quite know it. Tomorrow, the next day, the splendor of what is to be, though when we have gone home, it continues behind us, silently, each day and night, alien, impenetrable.